Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind this series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, Linda Pellegrino hosting Senior Radio Buffalo. So hoping everybody is having a great weekend. Weather is starting to change, and we have so much to look forward to this coming season. Thought I would tell you that back in this month, in 1973, something fun happened. The first public portable phone call was placed by inventor Martin Cooper. Now, he is the guy who first invented the cordless phone, right? The portable phone. It looked like a brick, okay? But it was a portable phone. And Cooper later revealed that watching Captain Kirk use his communicator on the TV show Star Trek inspired him to develop the mobile phone. So there you go. You never know when something artificial or something that you might see on TV that was so fantastic at the time is inspiration to make something for real. Isn't that cool? And what was nice is to know that back on this date in 1973, I was just, what, a high school senior at the time. Yeah, can you believe that? And so I was around when that call first came in by that inventor, Martin Cooper. So I remember the old phones with the wires and the cords. And of course, I've got the little one today that everybody's using that you can take with you and have with you completely cordless 24/7. So that's kind of what's nice about having a few years under your belt. And we thought we would just kind of jump off from that point, just kind of fun trivia for you this morning. We're going to be talking with some really great folks from Catholic Medical Partners, because Catholic Medical Partners brings us this show. They have a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York. And throughout the last couple of weeks and the last few months, we've really spoken to a lot of great doctors from Catholic Medical Partners. And today, the subject is going to be independent adults and living, okay? People need different services for older adults. So we're going to be talking about that today with three wonderful social workers from Catholic Medical Partners. We've got David Nannen, Kathy Braganola, and Tina Sonker, who's with us. So good morning, everybody. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
There
good morning.
We go. Nice group. All right, so David, let's start with you. David, tell me about the support services available for older adults that want to remain independent in their home.
Sure. Linda, thank you so much again for taking the time and having us on your show. We greatly appreciate that. And what we'd like to do today is obviously we'd like to try and get an awareness out there for everyone in the area and your listening audience. So the question is, so we want to do, what services are at home for our elderly persons, right? So typically, you know, we would discuss with many of our patients and their families, and we also often come to talk about hiring in-home caregivers. And these are individuals you hire who would help with light housekeeping or chaperoning to appointments or chaperoning, you know, to help get grocery shopping. So then it comes down to, you know, what type of aid do you want to have? Do you want to have an aid from an agency, or would you rather personally hire someone like a neighbor or someone you might know? And I guess what I wanted to say about this topic is the demand really outnumbers the available aids in our community. That's a current issue right now is that the demand outweighs the supply. So that's one issue that's happening in our area. So when you're trying to remain independent, you know, be sure to take that into the equation, that it's difficult to find someone these days. It's not always easy. And then, of course, there is a cost involved with it as well, too. So, you know, if you're trying to get an aid to an agency, you're going to be paying roughly about $25 to $30 an hour. So just know that going in, that there's going to be a cost involved. And, you know, aides usually want to come out for at least 3 hours. So it's not just, you know, come out for 1 hour and be done. They usually come for at least a minimum of 3 hours. So that's usually a topic we like to have with many people in the community about aids. And then sometimes, you know, you can't afford it. So sometimes you got to come up with alternative options, like maybe through the Volunteer Senior Companion Program. So here in Erie County, there's People Incorporated. In Niagara County, they have what's called HANSI. Again, these are, you'd apply for this, and there's people who volunteer their time to help you out, come do different tasks with you, whether it's maybe go with you to appointments or just be a companion with you at your home and play games. So there's the Volunteer Senior Program. Other ways of helping to help elderly people stay at home, another service that many people are probably aware of is Meals on Wheels. There's also home-delivered meals. A popular one now is Mom's Meals. Or also, maybe you just want to get maybe the home-delivered groceries right to the home. And a big program for that is, obviously, maybe people have heard of Instacart. Instacart.com is often used. And they work with, you know, Topps Grocery Store, Wegmans, Aldi. They also do BJ's, and they can do your local pharmacies like Rite Aid and Walgreens and CVS. Another delivery is Price Right and Dash's delivery as well, too. So, you know, meals being delivered is crucial for any elderly person at home.
Hey, David, can people find these people by calling you at Catholic Medical Partners?
Well, I would probably recommend, you know, they probably might want to reach out to the county, to the county senior services probably.
Okay.
Or they can call 211. We typically work for our doctors and their patients.
Okay. What's 211?
I would say, you can call 211. Mm-hmm. That's a local number that they do many different services for resources.
Is that in Erie County or is that in all of our counties?
Both Erie and Niagara County.
Oh, okay. Yep. So you can call 211. Okay.
Correct. 211.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, David. I just want to save enough time for Kathy and Tina, but go ahead quickly.
Yep. Senior transportation, obviously, that's important, and you can always get county or town van or wheelchair. You know, medication delivery, that's always important to help keep individuals at home, whether it's, you know, there's a program called Mobile Pharmacy, and they do home delivery for medications. We also would talk about maybe getting a life alert button if they want to remain independent at home,
yes,
too. That's or, you know, maybe like join one of these, depending on their insurance, if they have Medicaid and Medicare, maybe they do like a PACE program where they, you know, they can go out for the day. So these are all just different ideas to help that we would review with someone if they were looking to remain independent at home.
Thank you, David. There's a lot of different things there. I'm sure our listeners, that was quite eye-opening. They didn't realize you could have all those things if you're living at home. Now, Kathy, let's talk about the community services available for older adults outside of the home.
Yes, thank you, Linda. And I just wanted to mention, too, with some of the resources, you know, people can have numerous things. So, you know, they can have some supports in the home, and then they can have some supports outside of the home. So there is a thing called Adult Day Programs, which is available in both Erie and Niagara County. And they can help, that program can help enable adults to go to a safe place that offers care and activities that are tailored to meet their individual needs. And this could be medical and social. The day program would do an assessment of the person's needs, and then, you know, based on availability and funding of the program, that might be one option that people can take outside of the home. There's also dining programs in both Erie and Niagara. In Erie County, there's the Stay Fit Dining Program, which provides a nutritious noonday meal and also provides socialization because people can get together to eat the meal. And in Niagara County, it's called Eat Well, Stay Well. And that's pretty much, you know, the same kind of program that Erie County has. It's available for older adults 60 and up, and the suggested contribution is $3, although no one is turned away. So it's really a reasonable cost.
Oh, yeah.
And this program takes place throughout Erie, Niagara County in apartment buildings, senior apartments, and in senior centers.
Wow. Now, Kathy, for people to find out more about that, do you recommend that they call 211 as well?
211, or they can look on the Erie County or Niagara County Senior Services website.
Okay, perfect. And I'm sure most of our listeners do have that number because we've called it many, many a time. Let's get Tina in on this. Tina, tell us about the available supporting housing resources for older adults who can no longer remain independent in their home.
Yes, thank you, Linda. I just, some of the supporter services for seniors when they can no longer remain independent in their home. Some examples are senior retirement communities, enriched housing, adult homes, but such as, like, what I mean by that is assisted living or adult care. Some of our seniors need memory care facilities. There's also skilled facilities. They need a little bit more help with their activities of daily living. So these are some program, some housing services there for the seniors as well. Some of them do accept Medicaid. Some of the services they will need private financial support.
Okay, but it sounds like there are just so many different options, whether you're in the home, you're outside the home, or now available supportive housing resources for older adults who now have to make that transition from remaining in their own home now to another type of facility. I'll tell you, folks, you bring a lot of information. Catholic Medical Partners has been great on this show. We're constantly getting new information. And I understand, David, we'll just go back to you briefly, that really the information is kind of fluid. More services are becoming available all the time.
Yes, they are. And, you know, that's kind of what we try and stay on top of is, you know, if there's different programs, whether it's eligibility requirements or age requirements, whatever it might be, new programs are coming in. So we try and stay on top of it and try and make sure that, you know, the best available information we can provide to the patients of our doctors.
And do you find that a lot of people take advantage of just about like all of the programs that you have all been telling us about?
Well, I can say, for example, like, you know, a lot of families, when we talk with them, have some idea about some things, but they don't know the exact details. Or so it really helps, you know, when we have this discussion with the families to try and, you know, provide more detail, more light on, you know, what it is that maybe the questions are.
So, well,
especially when it comes to the AIDS. When it comes to the AIDS, a lot of families, you know, some of them think, you know, I saw a TV commercial where they said I can be paid to be care, the caregiver for my loved one, like a mother or something. So,
right.
You know, details of that we got to explain to them as well, too. So.
Well, you've taken, I think, a lot of the fear out of a lot of these questions where we were afraid we had no answers for. And these are the wonderful social workers with Catholic Medical Partners, David Nannen, Kathy Bragnola, and also Tina Sunker. Thank you so much. And remember, everybody, Catholic Medical Partners has a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you. Where else would I rather be? Nowhere else, because Senior Radio is happening. This is what's important, because it's important to you. All of the things that we talk about are important to you, whether we talk about legal services, places to live, your social life, how you look and how you see yourself. And that's going to be the focus of our next segment. I'm so happy to have with us here my wonderful friends from Our Salon. Phil Pullman and Tara Pace are now the co-owners of the salon. Now, I've been going to the salon forever. It's always been great, but I am so looking forward to see what these folks bring to the table, because they're so passionate about what they do. Our Salon is at 7158 Transit Road in Williamsville, right across from TJ Maxx, that nice little white house you see. Their number is 633-3401, 633-3401, oursalonbuffalo.com. I go, and every time I leave there, I'm feeling better about myself. Now, let's face it, my hair isn't the same way it was when I was 25, all right, or 30, going to Our Salon. I'm 66 now. My hair has changed. But when I leave, what's consistent is how great it looks. You got to go to good people to get that kind of result. And Phil and Tara have a whole salon of great people. So good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda.
And I have to tell you, it's an experience every time I go. And I think a lot of people depend on you folks for that experience, whether they're men or women, because you're seeing us professionally, how we're looking, how we're wearing our hair, how we've changed maybe with an illness or with COVID. And you're dealing with the person so we can move on for the next 6 weeks or so and be confident that we're looking our best. You really have a lot to do with a lot of people's self-esteem their inner confidence. And I know you take that very personally.
Yes, Linda. Absolutely. A couple things we want to touch on is COVID hair and men's grooming. You know, first of all, we'll talk about COVID hair. Most people have been losing their hair after having COVID. Don't panic. Within 3 months, it'll start to grow back. Yes, will it fall out? Overall thinning? Yes, it will. But don't panic.
Well, that's important because there's a lot of people I know who are listening right now saying, I thought it was just me. No, oh, COVID will God. Do that. Even now, if you've had it or you're just suffering from the effects of everything COVID has brought us, which is it that you lose your hair? Can it be both?
It can be both.
I think so. Yeah? Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nerves and stress. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that definitely. Definitely. But 100%, though, I mean, people are thinning and you had COVID. Most likely it's from actually having COVID. Being in the house, being stressed out, watching TV, things that are going on today in the news. I mean, all these things, you have nothing else to do besides watch, listen, and absorb it. You got to break away a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, Tara, away. That's why the consultation that you have someone for a new client is really just as important as the client who's been with you for 10 years.
Absolutely. Definitely. It's the number one thing that you need to do. You need to talk to people. You need to know what they're about. You have to know inside and out because it is a lot about the inside, not just the outside. Mm-hmm. So if we work on that and we do that, I think that everything just falls into place.
Nobody will ever just sit in a chair and get a haircut at our salon.
Absolutely.
That's not what it's about.
No.
Because you know that it's so much more than that for the person. And there's so much that you can help them with, whether it's their texture issues or dryness, or they want more curl, they want more bounce. They want to look in the mirror and see the person that they are on the inside, and you can help them achieve that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, we offer smoothing services, you know, perms, highlights, color. Sometimes by just getting a little peekaboo color in mm-hmm. your hair, little highlight service, all over blonding, darkening, you know, razor cuts, regular cuts. I mean, we could do so much. We actually have a smoothing system that'll smooth down that unruly hair of yours for 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, or it'll actually fade out, or we can actually do the one that's permanent that actually starts to grow out.
Wow.
So to smooth down people that have that unruly hair, you know, but getting back to the whole COVID hair, you know, a lot of people have noticed different changes in their hair, and they don't know how to deal.
Yeah,
right.
So you should definitely come and see us to say, how can I fix this? How can I make this better?
Right, and I must say, the product line that you carry is so. I mean, you have to almost have to be a scientist to really know what you guys do. Everything is complicated. It's changed, but there's a product for everybody. Don't just go to the supermarket and pick a shampoo and wonder
number
why your color faded. I mean, it's important if you're going to invest in a haircut, take a good look at the products that they now make to keep it looking great.
That is the number one thing Phil says to everybody. He says, you go to the doctor prescribes something, you go get that.
Mm-hmm.
You get it prescribed. We're the same way. We're prescribing this for your hair.
Right.
Buy it and use it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Walgreens and buy anything off the shelf. You're just going to ruin everything we just did.
Right.
We're not trying to sell you to make money. We mm-hmm. are trying to make your hair better.
Right.
And to make it recreated at home. People, number one thing they say, I can never do what you do at the salon. Yes, you can. If you get all the tools and all the knowledge and you do it, I will sit here with you for hours and show you exactly what to do because you are going to do it at home.
Right.
If you use everything I use.
Plus, you wouldn't give them a haircut that they couldn't reproduce.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's
I mean,
it's just ludicrous.
And so many people, you know, it's almost like going to the dentist. They have a fear of going to a good hairdresser because they think that, you know, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to come out, you know, 180 degrees going the other way and that's not what I want. But they actually maybe could use that because a lot of people haven't gone to a good hairdresser in a long time. And it's just like going for a physical. You can't treat your hair like you did 20 years ago and say, well, this is all I do. Because you know what, folks? It looks it.
Absolutely.
It looks it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Look around you.
Right.
Look around. Go through the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the mall. Look at people around you and say, do I feel like I look like the best I can be? You know, do you want to be the best you can be? Is the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much do you want to invest in yourself? You know, you'll spend $200 at a dinner.
Right.
Or $100 at a dinner.
Right, not think anything of it.
Not think anything of it. But you're wearing this hair every day.
Right. Every day.
Every day you're wearing this hair and you're looking at it, you know. And also when we change things on you, color, things like that, we give recommendations for makeup, you know.
Yes.
Because you have to change your makeup.
That's right.
You have to change your makeup. You have to sometimes change. And then that will eventually should melt down and say, oh, maybe I should get a new outfit.
Right.
Even if you buy one new outfit for yourself, you know, to make yourself feel great.
And it amazes me, too, how many men come into our salon. You have a lot of male clients because they are looking also to hey, listen, guys are in the workforce a long time. Women are, too. But they understand that it's important to show your best self. And the grooming, how you look to somebody else, is super important. And a lot of times you'll have to point that out to some of the clients, too.
Oh, my
Lord.
Right?
Tara has some issues with grooming.
Well, my issues are you're coming to me to get your hair cut. What about that beard? Mm-hmm. What about those eyebrows? We need to do everything. You just have to manscape just to make yourself a better everything.
Right.
Your hair is going to look amazing. Why not make everything look amazing?
Yes.
You can't have an incredible barbering haircut, you know, very edgy, and have one eyebrow across your forehead, Linda. There's no way. There's no one eyebrow, okay? We're going to divide those, and we're going to make them cousins, not twins, and we're going to detach them from your hairline.
Right. Yeah. Well, just like when you go to a doctor, you want to make sure the doctor's giving you a physical. He asks about a lot of different things. Well, that's the same when you go to a good professional haircutter, a good stylist. And let me say, they're not all created equal. You guys make sure that you and your staff, whether they've been with you for years or they're brand new, are going for constant education. And that's something that you make sure they do. It's not
Absolutely.
Something that the state recommends.
Nope.
Oh, no. The state recommends nothing
right.
for continuing education.
Nope. It's all on us. And we love it. We thrive on it. What's the word? I love education.
Yeah, you're passionate about it.
I just love it. And I feel so good after mm-hmm. it.
And I've been around for so many years, you know, and so I'm to the point where that's my thrill is to educate my staff.
Yeah, well, we're going to leave it there because I want everybody to be able to get to the phone and make their appointment. If you're looking in the mirror and it's time to take another picture, our salon is waiting for you. You'll probably see me there. 633-3401, 633-3401. Oh, yeah, well, I'm great with tinfoil in my hair, but it's fantastic. Come on in. 7158 Transit Road, Williamsville, across from TJ Maxx. And you tell Tara and you tell Phil and everybody there, hey, I heard you on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.